go. We are on Zion Amud Aleph. About seven lines down, there's a mic where there's a dot. And it says, "Mechol Paras Mishalish Samachadav Mikilav Vodami." That's what we finished last time. They went to have your Tefach Seichek, and you put your Tefach Seichek a little bit more than a Tefach within these three Tvachim, so you end up with four Tvachim of wall, and four is most of seven. So that's what it means, that the Shlesh is Afilu Tefach, that was that version of it. So Gemara goes on, I'm Rabbi Yehuda. Sukkah, so you can mavui kshera. A sukkah that's made like a mavui is kasher. What's a sukkah that's made like a mavui? So the Gemara's all have these little pictures on the sides, right? So a mavui basically is two parallel walls. So all you have is two parallel lines, two walls, nothing's touching. So that's a sukkah that's like a mavui. You can imagine, actually, they have a cool picture somewhere over here. Here's a great picture. I don't know how well you can see it, but you can imagine some kind of courtyard where, you know, there's that mavui, that alleyway in between the various courtyards. So, you know, you get everybody together into one big sukkah by just putting schach on top of the walls that go through. But there isn't really a third wall. They're just two parallel walls. There's no third wall. So Gemara says that if Yehuda said a sukkah that's made like a mavui is kasher. Okay, but you still need a third wall. Shlisha safilu tefach. So what is the shlisha? That tefach that you need, ma'midah lechol ruach sheyirtze. You put it whichever side you want. So this is the first time we're seeing this type of sukkah, right? Until now, we've had a right angle. In our right angle, we've been discussing what to do about your tefach. It's a little bit farther on, so you have, you know, your four tefachim. Whatever it is. Now, we have a total Indian sukkah. We like a mavui. Sounds like you can have a tefach, you know, here, whatever side you want.
Very unusual sukkah.
Okay. Voice of tefach mamid lechol ruach shayirta. That tefach is stand it up in any direction that you want. Irisimoin. V'itayim Rabbi Shuvan Levi Irisimoin. And if you want to, it's Rabbi Shuvan Levi. Omar said, Voice of pas arbo umashahu. You have to make a pass. A pass means, I don't know, I guess we translate it as like a board. Not like a little post, not like a very small piece. It has to be a pass, meaning a larger piece of material, wood, whatever it is. And it has to be four tefachim plus a little bit. So like we saw at the tefach soche, the tefach is like a tefach plus a teeny bit. This is a pass arba, this is a piece of, we'll call it wood, whatever, but it doesn't have to be. A piece of wood that is four tefachim plus a little bit. Why does that have to be plus a little bit? U'ma'amidah b'pachas mishleisha. And stand it up a little bit than less than three tvachim, samuch ledoifen, close to the wall. Why would you do that? Bechol pachos mishloisha, and anything that's less than three tvachim, samuch ledoifen, close to the wall, kilavud ami, is like lavud. It's like it's connected. So are you picturing this? So before we discussed just having this little post, this little pole, and it's within three tvachim, and the post itself is a tefach soichei. So you have four, which is most of seven. What happens now? Now we want the... So if this is the where the wall ends over here. So now what we're trying to do is we want a longer piece. That's four tefachim. And that, we want it to be less than three to that wall. Why? What are we accomplishing then? And it's four plus. So then you have virtually how many tefachim? Three plus four. Then you have seven. Then you actually have a real wall. I mean, you're utilizing the principle of lavud, but lavud means it's connected. So what we've accomplished with our pass of four tvachim is that we actually have a wall that's seven tvachim. Now, my picture's not really good, right? Because this picture is a regular sukkah, and we did not require it in a right angle sukkah. In a right angle sukkah, like I drew here, you only need one tefach soichei here. The case that we're discussing is the mavui case. So in the case where the sukkah is two parallel walls, so then we need the pass to straddle over here first. You need your pass over there. So it's four, and then this is our less than three. So together it's seven. So of course, what's the Gemara's kasha going to be?
why is it that in their writing, Osikah, you don't need 4+, and here, when it's like a mavoi, then suddenly you need 4+, so you have a wall of 7 tefachim, right? Well, it's with the discrepancy. If it works to be a wall, it works to be a wall. Why does it have to be 7 tefachim versus most of 7 tefachim? So again, so the Gemara said,
You get a board, or whatever, a 4 tefachim, a little bit. You stand it up, a pachas mishleisha, less than 3 tefachim, samach ledoifen, near the wall. V'chupachas mishleisha, samach ledoifen, and anything that's less than 3, close to the wall, kilavu dami, is like it is connected. It's like it's lovewood. What's maishna? What's the difference? Hasam over there, in the case of the right ankle sukkah, the kamrit sagya tefach seichek, that you said, it's enough, sagya, it's enough, a tefach seichek, a tefach that's a little bit wider than a regular tefach. Maishnah, and what's the difference here? The ka'am, in the case of the parallel wall sukkah, the mugli sukkah, the kamar that you're saying, boy, it needs pas arba, a board that's 4. End of the question, the Gemara answers, Hasam deikashtei defanis gilchasan, over there on the right angle sukkah where there are 2 defanis, 2 walls, gilchasan, that are according to halacha. Sagilei, it's enough for it, but tefach seichek, with a tefach plus. Hacha, but in our case of the mavui sukkah, the legashtei defanis, where you don't have 2 walls, I mean, you have 2 walls, but they're not connected, that's apparently what the Gemara is insisting on. Iika pas arba in, if there is a pass of 4 tefachim, yes. Iloi, if not, loi not. And that's how the Gemara finishes. So, obviously what the Gemara is saying is that when you have your right angle sukkah, you have your 2 walls, and it's okay, you can get away with just having most of 7. But when the 2 walls are parallel, you don't really have any 2 walls connecting, so then you need one that's 7. So do you have a sense of like why? Like the Gemara just like spelled it out, but it didn't really explain anything, right? So what is the smallest wall you could actually have? Not the shlisha safilu tefach. The actual wall. The smallest actual wall you can have is what? What did we say in the past? Not Rabbi Yehuda. We told us that the sukkah has to be 4x4 amos, right?
7 tefachim.
So what we've done is we have constructed 7 tefachim in that mode. So the truth is, you know, if you want to look at it a little differently, we did create a right angle sukkah by doing that, right? We did create a right angle sukkah. That's a sukkah. It's very short, okay. But we got a regular sukkah. The biggest finish here is that you can just have another wall that's way out here that's not connected to anything else. That's the big finish of the Gemara. But when you do have that, when you don't have Shnayim Kehilchasan, you have to create Shnayim Kehilchasan. So as long as you have 7 tefachim, you did. You created that second wall. So this is now a pasher sukkah. You just need your shlishah safi with tefach. So now I have another wall on the other side, which apparently is good enough. So this sukkah is a bit chiddush. But at least we can understand a little bit the Gemara is saying that you did make a second legit wall utilizing the principle of lavud. Rava adds a chiddush. And it's not niteres, it's not permitted. Elevitzuras ha-pesach, unless you have what's called a tsuras ha-pesach. What's a pesach? A door. What's a tsura? A shape. Unless you have a shape of a door. So we're all familiar with Eruv all over the world, right? But Eruvin all over the world utilize this principle of what's called a Tsuras HaPesach. Every Eruvin, every city that exists, what they have most of the time is 2 telephone poles and then some kind of string, or they're utilizing a wire that happens to work, whatever.
FYI, so what happens in most of the places is you have one of these big telephone poles. Here's the tricky part. Then in order for you to have, it's a Tsuras HaPesach, it's a doorway. So you have 1 telephone pole going to another telephone pole, and something connected to 2 poles. That's a doorway. It has to have a post on the side, a post on the other side, and something going on top. The tricky part by telephone poles is that a lot of times the wires are sticking off to the side. They're not actually on top of the 2 poles. So So you can take a look now when you look at your local neighborhood at Eruv for Shabbos or whatever, Yantiv. So what has to happen is you have to either create something where you're making it go directly on top, or more often than not, what happens is something is done underneath this. In other words, you'll notice on a lot of telephone poles that there's some kind of something or other that's been connected to that telephone pole at the bottom, and it's 10 tefachim up. So if you do find one of your telephone poles to be used for your Eruv, more often than not, you'll notice either a PVC pipe or sometimes something larger than that. And if you look at that pipe or whatever is there, you look straight up, you'll notice that that wire is directly above that PVC pipe or that whatever they attach to the telephone pole. That actually becomes the side post, so that they didn't have to climb up on top of the telephone poles and start adding strings or whatever. They just added this little PVC pipe on the side, and everyone just thinks it's because the local neighbors wanted cable television or whatever.
That was the big issue. Did you hear about this recently? In what are pretty close to Muncie, there was a community where they started putting up an Eruv. It was actually, I think, an extension of the Rockland Eruv or something like that. Well, there was a funny video that they made that kind of making fun of somewhere else. But there was an actual news where it was a problem where the local government claimed that the PVC pipes were signs. In other words, they have a law. They're not allowed to post signs on the telephone poles or anything else. You can't put signs for your garage sale. You can't start putting up signs, you know, if you're a lost dog. You can't, none of those things. You're not allowed to put anything up on the telephone poles in our village, city, whatever it is. So the Eruv, everyone that was involved in the Eruv had spoken to the local government and had emailed them. They would do everything properly, appropriately. And they put up PVC pipes in exactly this way, so that it would be directly underneath the lines, the wires, so it would be a proper Eruv. But they didn't want an Eruv in their community, because Eruv would probably mean Jews are going to move in, and we don't like Jews here. So they made a... whatever. They claimed... the way they fought it was by claiming that the PVC pipes are a sign. They're a sign for an Eruv. And therefore, it's against our local laws, and you have to take them down. What do you think about that? If you were a lawyer, how would you respond to that? It's a sign? Is that a sign? That's not a sign. Sounds like the job for a Supreme Court to define what it means, a symbol, what it means, a sign, what exactly does that law cover. But that actually was a Ma'ase Shehaya based on PVC pipes. But that's what happens. So that's what's called a Tzuras HaPesach, a shape of a door. So Rava says that when you want to go ahead and create, I'll use the 3D one here for a minute, but just remember, we're talking about a Mavui, so the wall is not a right angle, the wall is coming on the other side. So you have one wall coming out that way, the other wall coming out this way. And then we're going to make a 4+. So it's over here. So according to Rava, you need something on top. Good? Question, right? Now you have a Tzuras HaPesach, now you have a doorway, because it has a top. So that just makes it stronger that it's a 7 tefach wall, because we're not utilizing just lavud and the thing is standing up on its own, but it's actually a doorway. So that's what Gemara says. Amar Rav, v'inu v'ena nitaris el Tzuras HaPesach. It's only permitted with the Tzuras HaPesach with the shape of a door. Ika de amri, there are those that say, Amar Rav, that Rav said in the following way, v'nitaris nami v'tzuras HaPesach. It's also permitted with the Tzuras HaPesach. Now the word also, nami, makes it sound like it's either or. Meaning, so what do you need the Tzuras HaPesach for? It's not really necessary. Ika de amri, and there are those that say Amar Rava, v'tzricha nami Tzuras HaPesach. And it also requires a Tzuras HaPesach. So Rashi just says, and the last one, v'tzricha nami Tzuras HaPesach, mashma de tarvayu bo'inan, Tefach etel ayoyte, v'kane bezavish hakenegdoi, v'kane shal kabeyem, kai mitefach zav, v'kane shal zavish. So according to Rashi, what Rava is saying is Rava is going back to the Tefa. In other words, you read the Gemara straight, it sounds like Rava is commenting on the Pas Arba, right? But when you take a look at Rashi, Rashi says he's not talking about a Pas Arba, he's talking about a Tefa. So according to Rashi, the Gemara is really backtracking. It's not a big deal. It's just that according to Rashi, the Gemara is not talking about this case. We're not talking about a right angle simple case again. And when we said that you can have a tefa, and that's good enough as long as it's level, and now you have four tefachim, Rava insists that that has to be a tzuras ha'ezek. So that's what Rava's adding, according to, so that's what Rashi is going to ignore, is that this goes back to the previous opinion. So when you have your tefach, shlishas afilo tefach, Rava insists it has to have a tzuras ha'pesach. The only question is, if Rava is saying you could either put it lavud, or you need it also a tzuras ha'pesach, it's either or you need both, what exactly, how much does Rava require to fulfill the condition? So there are three versions of what Rava said. Rav Ashi, Ashi chay the Rav Kahana, the ka'aved tefach soichay, Rav Ashi found Rav Kahana, he was building a sukkah, or he had a sukkah, whatever, and he took of it with the way that he built his, or that he made a tefach soichek, that a little tefach plus, the ka'aved tzuras ha'pesach, and he did it like Rava said, with a tzuras ha'pesach, made it into a doorway. Oh my legs, he said, you don't hold what they said in the name of Rava, the Amar Rava, when he throws nami b'tzuras ha'pesach. You could use it, but you don't have to. It's nami, it's also. I don't think that was the correct Masorah from Rava. I think that the correct Masorah is Amar Rava, but Shicha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. That you require that it be lavud, but you also require Tzuras HaPesach as well. So let's just try to get through this last piece, and then we're gonna take a break till after, till the new year. anybody awake? The new year. Rosh Hashanah, after Rosh Hashanah. See you next time. So the Gemara said, okay, so that ends the Gemara's discussion over the Shlishas Afilu Tefach. If you ever have a sukkah that you need to make in that type of way, you should definitely ask a Shaila, Halacha L'maisa, how exactly do we make the Shlishas Afilu Tefach? Is it enough to have a Tefach Alas Lavud? Does it have to be a Tzuras HaPesach? Does it have to be a doorway? What exactly do you have to do? I don't know, have you ever seen anybody actually make a sukkah like that? Ever seen a sukkah with just two walls and the third was just like a doorway or something like that? No. I've never seen it. But, I don't know. So now the Gemara goes to a very interesting little segment over here. What's fascinating about this Gemara is that you can have a halacha that can apply in one area of Torah and it may or may not apply in a different area of Torah in the same way. So, for example, a sukkah has to have a wall. You have to have a certain amount of walls. And the walls have to be made in a certain way. And there are certain leniencies, certain virtual walls that we've discussed, like lavud, tzuras ha'pesach. Obviously, it's not a wall, it's a doorway, it's not a wall. But the third one needs to be a wall. So you can do certain things to make those walls virtual. If you remember, at the very beginning of Omer Aleph, we discussed a mavui, we discussed Shabbos. And we discussed on Shabbos when you have your mavui. So in order to carry on Shabbos, you have to make a koira, you have to make a beam on top. Or you make a lechi on the side. Lechi on the side is those PVC pipes. Make a lechi on the side. In a mavui, the lechi on the side doesn't have to connect on the top. It doesn't have to be a doorway. In a mavui, if you have one of these courtyards, then all you have to do is either make a beam that goes across, or you put a little post in the front, so that when people walk out, they see that post, the 10 tefach high post, the lechi, and they say, oh, it's a mavui, it's not a rishus harabim. Okay, so we're allowed to carry over here. So that's also a type of virtual wall. So the question is, what about overlap? Can I use Hilchos Sukkah for Shabbos? Can I use Hilchos Shabbos for Sukkah? What about Shabbos Sukkos? Does my Sukkah all of a sudden become puzzle because it's not good enough for Shabbos? What if I build my Sukkah in the Rosh Hashanah? So I leave my house, or I leave my Mavui, and I enter into my Sukkah that's in the Rosh Hashanah, and it's built in a way that's kosher for Sukkah, but it's not kosher for Shabbos. So what's the story with overlap between the halachos of walls on for Sukkah and walls for Shabbos? So Gemara says, back to the quote from the Mishnah. Amar Rava. Rava said, V'chein l'Shabbos. And so too Shabbos, shlishis afilu tefach. On Shabbos, you can also have the same halacha that your Sukkah on Shabbos will work in the same way, even though that would not be okay on a normal Shabbos. Because it is a halacha of Sukkah, apparently, for Sukkahs on Shabbos, that works at least for your Sukkah. Wow. Migu, the havi doifen linyan Sukkah. Migu means basically just like it is a wall. Linyan Sukkah, regarding Sukkah. Havi doifen linyan Shabbos. It's a wall regarding Shabbos. That's Rav's fascinating chiddush. So you could have a Sukkah that normally would be, you're not allowed to carry in that Sukkah on Shabbos. But because it's Sukkahs, so that's the halakha of Sukkah. So okay. Shabbos Sukkahs takes on a different dimension, at least in your Sukkah, but normally on Shabbos that would not be okay. Fascinating. Eisvi Abayi asked Akasha, Umi Amrin and Migu, what? Is there really such a thing as, well, if it's good for Sukkah, then it must be good for a Sukkah on Shabbos? Why? How do you know not, Abayi? But Tanya, but didn't we learn in a brace a doifin Sukkah, ke doifin Shabbos? The wall of a Sukkah is just like the wall for Shabbos. It sounds like it could work on Shabbos. Ubilvad, but provided. That you don't have in between your poles or your posts or your reeds. Shloshet tvachim. So what does that mean? So imagine this. You want to build a sukkah. You want a lot of air to come in. So what you do is you take a bunch of sticks. You put them all in the ground. They're very thin. But they're within 3 tvachim of one another. So what do we consider that wall? Is it good? Lovely. Each stick, each piece of dental floss, you magically got dental floss to stand up straight. And you put each piece of dental floss within 3 tvachim of one another. Yeah. So you got a wall.
Do dental floss?
Yeah. So usually you have to have them on something, so you know, but we're getting them somehow to stand up straight, you know? So there's other bar or something else. You just got sticks, you stick them in the ground, and they're within 3 tvachim of one another. So now you have the whole, you can have your whole sukkah like that. You can have 3 walls like that. They're all loved with one another, you have a virtual wall, and that's going to be valid on sukkahs for a sukkah. So that's what the Braisa says, ubilvad shleya bin kanan l'chaver shleisha tvachim, that for sukkah purposes, as long as they're loved with one another, it's good. Be a Seira Shabbos al Sukkah, but Shabbos has more. There's more to Shabbos than Sukkah. Jeha Shabbos ain't any teres elabe oimed meruba ala parutz. That Shabbos, it's not good enough to have so much empty space. You have to have oimed, that means standing, filled in space, meruba more than parutz, than broken, than breached, than open space. So do you remember a long time ago I was talking about Eruv in Washington Heights? And I said that Rav Schechter mentioned this idea according to Chazon Ish, that every single street basically in Manhattan is like walled in. Because you got an apartment building, teeny bit of space. Apartment building, teeny bit of space. Apartment building, maybe not even a teeny bit of space because that little bit of space is now a parking lot. You know, like that, you use all the space you get. So you could have a street that has apartment buildings that are very far away from each other. But as long as there's more wall than open space, totally, on that, in that wall, on that side, that's called Omeid Meruba Ala Parutz. There's more filled in space than empty space. That's a legitimate wall. You're allowed to have doorways. You're allowed to have places to go in and out. So are you with me? On Shabbos, you have to have Omeid Meruba Ala Parutz. But if you're making your sukkah out of little pieces of dental floss that are loving to one another, by definition, you have what? More what than what? More open space than filled in space. Because there's 3 tvachim. It's a little bit less than 3 tvachim between each stick. How big is each stick? Less than a tefach. So you're going to have, by definition, way more open space. So Abaye says, the Braisa says, doifin sukkah ki doifin Shabbos. That you can use the halacha sukkah Shabbos. Seems like they go together, but they're not equal. You just have to make it lovely. You say Rosh Shabbos al Sukkah, but Shabbos is more strict than the Sukkah. Shah Shabbos in an eteris eleba omen meruba laparos. But a Shabbos of wall requires that there be more filled in space than empty space. Masha ain kain basukkah, which is not required for a Sukkah. End quote of the Braisa. So Abaye read this Braisa in a very specific way. My love, is it not? You say Rosh Shabbos disukkah as Sukkah. That what this Braisa means to say is that your wall for Sukkis on Shabbos has to meet the requirements of Shabbos. In other words, isn't the whole point of this Braisa that every other day of Sukkis you can use your little sticks, you can use your dental floss if lovely to one another, but not on Shabbos. But Shabbos you require omeid meruba ala parutz. Wasn't that the whole point of the Braisa? V'lo amrinan migu, when we don't say since or just like it's good on Sukkah, it's good for Shabbos. So of course, the answer is no. Why? You say Rosh Shabbos de Alma al Shabbos to Sukkah. It means that's what a regular Shabbos would have been, but not Shabbos Sukkis, when you can utilize the halachas of Sukkah even on that Shabbos. The Gemara is just contrasting the halachas of walls vis-a-vis Shabbos versus walls vis-a-vis Sukkis. But whatever's good for Sukkis will be good for Shabbos Sukkis for the Sukkah as well. Ihachi, if you're right, says the Gemara, says Abaye, listen, nami yaseira Sukkah de Alma asukkah de Shabbos. If you're right, let it say also that there is a stringency for Sukkah de Alma on Sukkah de Shabbos. Why? Wait, what? Wait, you have something more strict about the Sukkah on Shabbos? What do you mean? Di lo Sukkah de Alma, because a Sukkah in general by tefach seichik. What we've been discussing the whole time for the Shlishus, the third wall can be a tefach. We said it's enough to have, not enough, it's necessary to have at least a teeny bit more than a tefach in order to make it lavud. The ilu sukkah de Shabbos is the exact reverse. But a sukkah on Shabbos can utilize the halachos of Shabbos. The ilu sukkah de Shabbos lo boi tefach seichik. You don't even need a tefach seichik. We didn't discuss this. The Gemara is making an interesting assumption. The sagi belechi. It's enough to put a little tiny lechi. The ha'at hu da'amrit sichich agabe mavui sheyesh lo lechi kosher, because it's you yourself who said that if you put schach on top of a mavui, right, two parallel walls, and you put schach across it, and that mavui has a lechi. Remember, the lechi just means a pole. Where do we draw a pole? Here, over here. Just a pole that's sticking up out of the ground, not connected to anything. Just a pole. Kosher. That's kosher for a sukkah on Shabbos. Wow, so this is a country we haven't seen yet. That the shlishas afilu tefach is a halacha in sukkah. But since on Shabbos I can make a virtual wall with a lechi, so why shouldn't that work for my sukkah, at least on Shabbos? So Gemara says, if that's what we're contrasting, so Gemara should have pointed that out, the Brice, I mean, should have pointed that out too. That there's a tremendous, if you're going to tell me there's a chumrah of Shabbos over a sukkahs, should have told me there's a chumrah of Sukkis over Shabbos. Because the rest of the week, you have to be machmir for your sukkah. The rest of the week, your sukkah has to have a tefach seichik. It has to be lovely. So you have most of seven tefach. But on Shabbos, your sukkah doesn't, all it needs is two walls and a lechi. So Gemara has an interesting answer. Lo yitzchichalei. No. Hahulo yitzchichalei. That lechi you don't have to, it's not necessary. You don't have to tell us that halacha. Why in the world not? Hashta, because now mikil to lechamirta amrinan, from the lenient to the more strict, we say mechamirta lekilta lekoshakein, from strict to more lenient. How much more so? What does that mean? Because if the Braisa states that what works for sukkah works for a sukkah on Shabbos, then for sure what works for Shabbos is going to work for a sukkah on Shabbos. You following the logic? Shabbos is considered to be much more machmir. Because in Shabbos, we know it's an Isser Skila. Shabbos is Shabbos, you know? Sukkah is a nice mitzvah assay. You gotta do it, but it's a mitzvah assay. You gotta eat in the sukkah, you gotta sleep in the sukkah, whatever. So the halachas of sukkah are not considered as strict as the halachas of Shabbos. So if I tell you that what works on Shabbos will work for your sukkah on Shabbos, so you'll say, okay, that makes sense, because Shabbos is more machmir. So if it works to allow you to carry on Shabbos, it should work for your sukkah on Shabbos. But it wouldn't necessarily work in the other direction. If I tell you that what works for a sukkah, will that work for a sukkah on Shabbos? And you'll be like, no. Whatever works on Shabbos works for a sukkah. But not whatever works for a sukkah is not going to work on Shabbos. Because a sukkah is much more lenient. So, what?
I was just going to ask, okay, so if you want to say that, you want to say that you draw a parallel between Shabbos and sukkah, what about saying that so that's only going to apply when it's Shabbos sukkah, right?
Yeah.
What if it's regular sukkahs?
No.
Why not?
If it works on Shabbos for a sukkah, it should work the rest of the week?
No. If you're drawing a parallel between sukkah and Shabbos, you're saying sukkah is obviously less restricted, and Shabbos is more strict.
Right.
So when it's Shabbos sukkah, right, then you have to follow Shabbos, except for more strict.
You can't.
But
right,
when it's not Shabbos, and it's just sukkahs.
It's a good question. It seems like, I don't know, it's a good question. I would like to think about it more, research it better. It seems like it's a special halacha of Shabbos. But if it's not Shabbos, it seems like that halacha doesn't apply. Which is funny.
But if you're drawn to that parallel, then it should work. Then you get stronger.
It's a wall on Shabbos. That's what it sounds like. It sounds like it's a wall on Shabbos. Because it's Shabbos.
It seems less strict. Because it seems from...
Yeah, it should carry over to the week. I know what you're saying. It should carry over to the week, right? Right. But it doesn't seem... Okay, but just to clarify the Gemara, because we're going to stop here, the Gemara is saying that once you tell me the bigger Chiddush, I know the lesser Chiddush. So what's the bigger Chiddush? That you can utilize a sukkah wall and it'll be good for Shabbos. But if you tell me the opposite, if you tell me you can utilize a Shabbos wall for sukkah, well, that's easy. Because Shabbos is more machmir, so if you have to carry on Shabbos utilizing this lechi, so of course it should work for a sukkah. But not necessarily the other direction. And if it works for a sukkah, maybe that doesn't work for Shabbos. So that's why the Gemara says, only says the bigger Kiddush. The Braisa says that that this works for a sukkah on Shabbos. If it works for a sukkah on Shabbos, then for sure what works for Shabbos is going to work for the sukkah. That's a kal v'chomer. That's the kol shekhinah. Okay, we can go over it, Mirtz Hashem, when we get back together. Okay, everybody take a break for a couple minutes, and then we'll learn a little bit, and then we'll call it a day.